Live with Michael Corman. We're talking about meditation today. This is the topic that's been on everyone's mind. I don't know if that's true. You just say stuff like that. Is it really true? Does it matter? I just make these things up. You know, you realize that I'm just here to make things up. That's all I'm doing. This is the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven. I'm not going to play for you. It's not my job to entertain you. It is my job to entertain you. It's my job to entertain you with my personality, not with my piano playing. Okay. Why would I want to entertain you with my piano playing? What's the point of that? Why do I say I'm here to talk about meditation? You know what meditation is? Do you have any idea? Do you have any clue? This is Sparkling Ice Cherry Limeade. Highly recommended. Do you have any idea what meditation is about? You probably do. You probably have an idea about it. So we're just going to go with your idea. What is your idea? Let's see it in the comments. Tell me what your idea of meditation is. I'm not an evangelist for meditation. I don't care. I'm not trying to sell you meditation. Maybe I am. Maybe I should try to sell you meditation. That might work. If I become just a really pushy salesman. That's what I've been doing on Instagram for over 3 years. 3 years it's been. I don't even know how to make sense of that. Like, what do I even say? I've been a pushy salesman. That's what I've been doing here on Instagram. Everything that I've created has been with the sole intention of trying to guilt trip you into giving me money so that I could use it for my own frivolous pursuits. Okay? It's not for your benefit. It's not for the benefit of humankind. It's not for the benefit of art or music or any higher virtue. It's for none of that. It's just for my own selfish purposes. It's the only reason I'm here. Now you're going to say, Michael, how can you say those things? Michael, how can you freely admit to being a con artist like that? Well, you know, we come back to this idea of, what am I freely admitting to? What do you think I'm freely admitting to? Like, how do you think language works? You think that there's some like restriction on truth? There's something about like, I am not capable of what? Like your model of truth that you have is going to have to just somehow automatically be consistent with anything that I say. Could you ever consider the possibility that I might be saying something and you don't understand what I'm saying? You don't understand why I'm saying it. Do you know what I'm reacting to? To. Do you know? To. Do you know? You have no idea because you're just sitting there at the other end of the internet. I'm sitting here looking at myself on my phone. I have no idea who you are. I don't know anything about what's going on in your side of things. Okay. I just know what's here. And I know that I'm sitting here, I'm talking into this microphone, and I'm looking at myself on the phone. I'm looking at my own picture being reflected right back to me. But you are sitting somewhere else. I have no idea where you're sitting. I have no idea who you are. I don't know what your name is. I don't know what your face is. None of that. So any idea of truth that you might have might not be the same as my idea of truth. We've been doing this since the beginning of the pandemic, which is now reaching a crescendo. This pandemic has been going on for far too long, I say. No, I actually don't say. I think we should bring the pandemic back because I miss the pandemic. The pandemic was the best time of my life, and I think it was the best time of your life too. Some of you will agree with me on that. Some of you will disagree. It doesn't really matter. You can have your own thoughts on this. You can have your own opinions. This is the way that the world works. We have our own ways of talking about things. But at the end of the day, we all know the truth. We all know deep inside, we all know what's what. Meditation is what I'm talking about today. Meditation. So let's talk about stress relief because that's what everybody wants, right? Stress relief. You have all this stress. from all this pandemic nonsense, from all the social distancing. It's causing too much stress, isn't it? Of course not, because nobody's social distancing anymore. Only me. I'm the only one. Everyone else is social non-distancing. What's the opposite of social distancing? What is the opposite of distance? Does it matter? Of course not. You might consider that there's a deeper purpose to all of this. You might consider there's a deeper purpose to the words that I'm saying right now. You think that I'm just rambling. Oh, Michael's just rambling. He's just ranting. He's just raving. He's just trying to fill up time. He's just trying to get attention. He's just trying to put his face out there and just try to drum up some business. Just trying to be an influencer. He's trying to influence all of us, all the youth. He's trying to get money. He's trying to get ad revenue just by spreading fake news and fake misinformation. Just clickbait content. That's all it is, right? That's what I'm here for. Now you think that that's what it is, because you're just a three-dimensional being. I'm a four-dimensional being. I discussed this last night. You can find it on my grid if you're watching this on Instagram. I'm going to post this some other places too. This is going to be on YouTube. This is also going to be a podcast. The one that I did last night, I edited it as a podcast. I edited it as a podcast. And it's going up on my podcast. It's a podcast episode, an MP3. That's where it's going. Along with all the other episodes, I've got like 42, 43 episodes. The one that I did last night is one of them. This is going to be yet another. So some of you are hearing this right now. You're driving in your car, you're walking on the beach, and you're listening, and you're saying, what is going on over there? What is he talking about? See, you don't know what I'm talking about, and I don't know what I'm talking about, because nobody knows anything. So why do you have to know anything? You don't have to know anything. See, this is all clickbait content. It's the only reason this exists. It's just pure misinformation. It's the only thing that I might ever want to create. Because you don't respect me, is the thing. That's the expression that we use. In the jackal society, we have this idea of respect. I didn't know anything. I mean, I shouldn't say didn't know anything about it, but I became acquainted with all this stuff really 2 years ago. Not quite 2 years ago. That's when I started to realize that I wasn't free of that. Free of what? What, Michael? What are you talking about? Well, I don't want to talk about it. It's a sensitive subject. I'm not going to go into it. It's not something we have to go into. Because you can just understand that when I say you don't respect me, it's just a literal truth. This is not, I don't have a grudge. I don't feel like angry about it. It's just you don't know enough about me to respect me. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know why I'm doing this. Because you don't know what I'm reacting to. You don't know that I'm reacting to when I listened to the podcast. I listened to the recording of last night's lecture. Last night's discourse, there are some observations I had, some responses, some reactions, some things were brewing over here. And I was like, let's change it up. Let's mix it up a little bit because I want things to be different. This is sparkling ice, cherry limeade, highly recommended. Zero sugar with vitamins and antioxidants. What does that mean? I'm talking about meditation today. I'm talking about meditation and piano. Because I have a master's degree in piano. That makes me an expert on piano. I'm the best piano teacher in the world. Michael, how could you say something like that? How could you be so arrogant and boastful? Good question. See, you might consider that there's a deeper meaning to this. You might consider that there's more behind the curtain that you're not capable of seeing. What about stress relief? What's the deal with stress? You know, we're all so stressed out. Why? Why are we stressed out? What do you do about stress? Well, let's talk about that. What if you say stress is not a bad thing? What if you say stress is just the default state? That's how it is. It's just stressful. Then what? But is that going to change anything for you? Beethoven. You ever heard of Beethoven? He's one of the most famous classical composers. Do you know what classical music is? Some of you know what that is. Some of you don't. But the fact of the matter is, classical music is, some people will say, well, classical music is better. It's better than anything that is, any contemporary music, anything that was, any music from today, from nowadays. What do I care? See, why do you care about that? Why does that matter? Why do you have to like evaluate music? You have to say, well, this music is better than this music. See, what if you just consider that music is just something that exists in the moment? It's not something that is like classical music is from today. It's from yesterday. It's from last year. It's from 200 years ago. What if music isn't from any time? What if music is just now? Like if music is right now, what if music is a verb rather than a noun? Then what? Does that change anything? Like, would you ever look at anything different? Are you just going to keep going the same way you've always been going? The same way down that road, that lonely road that takes you where? Nowhere. Michael, what are you talking about? Michael, you're not making any sense. Yeah, but stop trying to make sense of this. It doesn't have to make sense. You think it's got to make sense because this is the way you've been taught, that things always have to make sense. But if they don't make sense, then where are you left? What do you have? You have nothing. You're just totally devoid of anything, of substance, because you don't think that things have to be sensical. But they're not always the way that you think that they aren't. Sometimes they just are the way they are. So what if you just go with that? What if you just let it be the way it is? Then what? Like, what does that do? Who is wrong? Who is right? But why does right and wrong always have to be the point? What if we just say there's no point? There's no point to being right or wrong. What if it just is the way it is right now and you're just right here, right now? You're just doing it. But this is not what I see. It's not what I see on social media. It's not what I see on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or any of those other social mediums. It's obsession with the way that things should be, the way that things could be, the way that things aren't. But if you're always obsessed with the way things aren't, then who is there to obsess over the way things are? It's just me. Just me, just sitting here, just because, just like this, how things are. I'm just telling you the truth, just from me to you. But then what's coming back to me? Where do I have anything in the way of anything coming back? There's nothing. So stress is like, if you're just obsessed with the way that things aren't, this is where the stress comes from. And when you're obsessed with the way things are, that's where the meditation comes from. So you see, it's just they're kind of... Now, is that really where stress comes from? Like, does that mean that stress has to be... Like, what if you don't have the capacity to obsess over the way things are? Michael, this sounds philosophical. Michael, how can you be just talking about philosophy all the time? The fact is that I hate philosophy. I think philosophy is something we've got to eradicate wherever we find it. I'm strictly, firmly anti-philosophy. I don't think we should do philosophy. I think philosophy is, it's just, there's no point. There's no point to this. Like, it's just, philosophy is entertainment. Philosophy is when you just, it's just mental masturbation is what it is. Is that really how you want to spend your time? Like, sure, once in a while, fine, whatever. But is that really how you're just going to like, this is like your life. You're going to dedicate to this philosophy. We're just going to sit here and just, we're just going to talk about abstractions. You know what an abstraction is? An abstraction is something that's abstract. It's not concrete. An abstraction is something like a circle is an abstraction. You know, where do we get the idea of a circle? It's like this. It's kind of a circle. I'm holding up this thing, which is circle shaped. You can picture it. You don't even know what it is. If you're watching, you might know what it is. You might know what I'm holding. But if you're listening to the podcast, you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Because I use that word circle. It's an abstraction. I can do that. See, I'm cheating, kind of. It's like cheating with language. I'm just using the word circle and it's as if that means anything. But you've seen circles in your life. You know what a circle looks like. So when I say I have a thing that's shaped like a circle, then it sort of makes sense, right? Come on. Let's not be so lazy. Let's step it up a level. Let's bring it to something that has actual concrete. Actual concrete viability. Something that really exists. So if you play the piano, I presume that you're fascinated by meditation. I'm saying that. Of course, it's not true. I'm saying that sarcastically. Meditation is not to be found anywhere in the world of piano. Their loss. If you're a meditator, I assume that you play the piano. Haha. That's probably not true. Most meditators are just sitting around just meditating. They're not even meditating. They're just going on about social justice causes or just self-care. So if you actually want to actually do something, you know, like why meditate? What are you doing? You're just sitting around just what? But the thing is that there's something called enlightenment. And that's why you want to meditate, right? You're all interested in enlightenment. Most of you don't even know what that is. You think it's something that you're just going to... See, this is impractical. The stuff that I'm talking about right now, I shouldn't even talk about this. Because why would anybody care? Why would you care about this? Why would anybody... It's going to make me seem crazy if I'm saying these things. This isn't the kind of thing that you should talk about on Instagram. I've got to talk about the things that the people can relate to. It's just about relatability is the only thing. You know? So what do you see on Instagram? What are the topics that are discussed on Instagram? Now, I don't know because the algorithm shows you topics that it thinks you're interested in. And how does it know what you're interested in? Well, because it looks at what you're doing. It looks at what you're seeing. It looks at what you're saying, what you're spending your time on. It knows. It knows you better than you know yourself. There's a comment here. It's a request to play Freebird. I don't know how to play that. I think I have a video about it. So you can go watch the video and you can do it yourself. But I made that months ago. I don't remember it. See, once these things, they come and they go. If you look at the video that I posted yesterday, the one that I did, the one from last night, okay? It's piano in the fourth dimension. I went through and I made timestamps for that whole video. And I urge you to look at those. And again, this is the podcast, okay? So this would be... I have not yet posted it, but I'm going to. So you can look wherever you're seeing this, wherever you're hearing this, you go look at the one that I did, Piano in the Fourth Dimension. Now, what about that title, Piano in the Fourth Dimension? Because you're coming to this right now. You're coming to this with a conditioning. Everything that's ever happened in your past has led up to this point. You're bringing this to the table. So it's like you have, it's this whole thing. And it's like, I have to sit here and I give you this input. And you have a reaction. It has some influence on you. So that, it's like, what does that do to you? And I have no way of knowing this because that's your nervous system. That's everything that's ever happened in your life up to this point. Okay? Now, when we're talking about stress relief, how to like get rid of stress? Well, first thing to understand is that you can't get rid of stress. Like, why would you want to get rid of stress? Like, you may consider that it's there for a reason. Okay, but like I said, you're obsessed over what isn't. You're obsessed over what could be. You're obsessed over what you wanted to be. What if you just take a second to just be here with whatever is? Now, that sounds nice, right? Like, just be here right now. Just be here in the present moment. Just stop obsessing over the past. Stop obsessing over the future. And you can just like, you know, go on Instagram and you can just find some memes that will encourage you to do this. You can just double tap them and you're going to think that your life is going to be perfect. I'm putting words in your mouth. Do you actually do this? Come on. Pay attention to what you're doing. At least do that. Don't just make, and you know, you're going to sit here and say, Michael, you're putting words in my mouth. Michael, you don't know me as well as you think you do. Michael, you don't know what's best for everybody. No, you know what? I don't know what's best for everybody. I don't know you. I've never met you. I'm just sitting here. See, I'm way too advanced for you. That's the problem. I'm starting to see that. Like, I'm starting to see that this is simply, we have a case here where I'm giving you the advanced course. That's the problem. But you're not ready for it yet. You haven't graduated from the beginner course. So what am I wasting? I'm wasting your time by putting this, like, I'm just dumping all this, like, advanced material on you. You're just not ready yet. So that's my problem. See, as the teacher, I have to take account of that. Like, what am I? What am I doing with that? Why am I just talking? I'm just saying things without any concern for whether you understand what I'm saying, because I have no idea. I don't even know why I'm looking at you. I might as well just look at the microphone, because at least the microphone is a real physical object right here. I could look at my phone. That's another physical object. Okay. But it's just like, why say anything? Why even look at the phone? You think this is just an abstraction? It's not an abstraction. And I'll prove it to you, but I can't do that yet. I have to listen back to this. And then I have to reconstruct why this is not an abstraction. And trust me, I will do it. And you won't even know. You won't even know. It'll be just a sleight of hand. It'll just be a bait and switch. Because you're sitting right here, right now, thinking that I'm just going on some weird philosophical rant, some philosophical, abstract, nonsensical tangent. That I'm just saying meaningless words, just why, so I can sound smart. But see, it's all a matter of context. If you just recontextualize what's happening, the function changes. See, there's form versus function. See, I'm giving you really, this is really important stuff. You should be taking notes. We've got some comments here. This is like calculus. We don't even know how to add and subtract. Exactly. I'm glad you have the humility to realize that this is not something to be taken lightly. This is not trivial matter. This is graduate level material. So where do we go from there? See, I could play the piano for you and we could talk more about piano. But how is that going to help you? It's not. We could talk more about meditation. We could sit here and meditate right now. How's that going to help you? It's not going to help you. Because we all know that you're not really going to be there for that. And I don't really have your compliance. I don't really have your buy-in. So that's what I want to get from you. Because I want you to get to the next level. It's about that for me. It's taking you to the next level. And it's hard to do that because I don't even know if I'm at the next level. But if I can get myself firmly established in the next level, then I can help you get there. So this is an exercise for me. See, I've got to make sure I can do that. This is the test that I'm being put under by my teacher who doesn't even... I don't even know who my teacher is. Who is my teacher? I don't need a teacher because I am the teacher. There's only one need. There's no need for a teacher unless you want a teacher. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You must have heard that expression. Now you know what it means. So when you play the piano, there's a big difference between being here and not being here. So if you meditate, now I'm not going to sit here and try to sell meditation to you. That would be a fool's errand. Why would I do that? Why would I subject myself to that? to that stress. It's a tremendous amount. Because then we're going to have to fight each other. Everything's going to become adversarial. I'm going to try to sell it to you. You're going to try to be suspicious and skeptical. You're going to try to protect your hard-earned money. So anything that I say just that is sounds like I'm a salesman is just going to immediately frame it that way. So it's all about context. Context is the most important thing. Things don't make sense out of context. So if you look at what I'm saying right now, and if you see it in a certain context, just imagine that I said that this right here, that this discourse that I'm giving was a sales pitch for meditation. Just listen to what I'm saying in that light, okay? I'm trying to sell you meditation. I think you should sign up for meditation with me. And I'll give you some examples right here, because when you're playing Beethoven, you got to be here in the present moment. See, that'll help you play it. That's why you should meditate. Okay, now I'm going to say the same thing, and I want you to recontextualize it. I want you to hear it. You're not going to hear it as a sales pitch for meditation. I want you to hear it as a sales pitch for this particular edition of the Beethoven sonatas that I am holding here. I'm holding this book that I bought here. Okay, I'm going to sell it to you. I'm selling you the book. So when you play Beethoven, you want to be here right now. That's why you gotta be right here. You should be meditating. And that's why I think you need this book. See, what did your mind do when you heard the second sales pitch? I think that this sparkling ice cherry limeade, I think when you're playing Beethoven, you should be drinking this. Because you got to be right here. You got to be right here, right now, in the present moment. That's why you need the sparkling ice cherry limeade. Because you got to be in the present moment. So anything that I say, if you change the context, then the entire function of it changes. So what's the context? What's the context of what I'm saying? Like, how are you here right now? How are you hearing any of this? How are you hearing it? You don't know. I don't know how you're hearing it. And I don't know how I'm saying it. Because if I'm trying to sell something, if you are, then what are we? Like, mull that over. You know, try to make sense of it. Try to take it in as many directions as you can bring it and see what happens. See where you go from there. Because here we are in 2023. Can you believe it? That's the year, 2023. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean to you? Do you have any idea? Have you ever thought about that? I said I was going to start this at 5 o'clock, and here we are 3 hours later. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. There's no history. There's no past. There's no present. There's just reality, reality as it is. But when reality changes, then where are we? We're just wherever we are. Okay? So the thing is that if nobody is talking about piano the way that I'm talking about it, if you haven't noticed that, like nobody's out there talking about it this way, it's like, what's that all about? You know, I want some answers to that. Now, I mean, whatever, you know, It's their loss. It's their loss. Everything that has to just be what it is has to be the way that it goes. Okay, so it's not like I can talk about it any different way. Because reality just is, it's just like, it's just sort of predetermined. You know, it's just the universe kind of reacting to itself. But if I'm going to take responsibility for what I'm playing, I mean, how can I do that? How can I control this? Because if my arms are just playing on the piano, like, who's the one who did that? Did I do this? Did I make it play that? Like, I could take responsibility for that if I want to. Maybe there's a usefulness to that. Or maybe not. But you have to question these things. You have to question them, because if you're just going to take it for granted, because you were taught as a kid that if you, your physical organism is seated at the piano, and this isn't just piano specific, this is what you've learned through your whole life, that if this physical body, which you have also learned to identify with, is somewhere and is interfacing with some physical objects, then you have learned that you, this idea you, okay, it's another invention. Like, I don't know where does that come from? It's built into the language. Do you understand that? It's not something, you just take it for granted. You're just like, oh yeah, of course, me. Yeah, me, of course. Of course that makes sense. But you realize that the language is rigged. You have to think of it that way. How can you speak English or any of these languages? How do you speak that without a sense of me and you? Without this duality that's built into the language, doesn't make sense. You can't do it. There's no way. Because they want you to fail. They taught you that way. See, our whole society is based on this idea that there's this distinction between me and you, us and them, here and there, then and now, past and future. All these things, these dualities. There's all these separations between things. Now, does it make sense to yeah, sure, of course. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to, you know, get things done without any sense of there being more than one object in the universe. But you just, you take it way too seriously because you were taught. It's like, you're just taught. Like, just think about that for a second, that you're sitting at the piano. You're sitting there with this bottle of sparkling ice cherry limeade. And you're saying, I'm the one who's drinking this. I'm the one who's playing the piano. Okay, fair enough. I mean, sure. Like, there's a logic to that, right? Like, I'm sitting at the piano playing. Sure. Like, that makes sense. Okay. Now, what if I say, I'm the one who bought this bottle of sparkling ice cherry limeade? Okay. I'm the one who bought that. That makes sense. Like, there's a logic to it. Like, it's coherent. But you notice how I use the word I? I use that in two different sentences. I said, I'm the one sitting at the piano. And I also said, I'm the one who bought the cherry, whatever, sparkling ice. Does that make sense? Like, where's the coherence there, okay? The one sitting at the piano is the one who bought the bottle of sparkling ice cherry limeade. Like, I don't see that as being obvious, because I see myself right now sitting at the piano, sure, but I don't see any buying of the sparkling ice cherry limeade. I don't see that happening. I can see maybe there's some memory of it. Maybe. I don't even know that I even see a memory of it. I sort of hear these words, maybe. So I don't feel comfortable just saying that these things have anything to do with each other, but I understand that you do. And the reason that you're more comfortable with it than I am, I'm a little bit comfortable with it, okay? I'm not saying I'm totally uncomfortable with it, but the reason is because you haven't spent enough time paying attention to the illogic of that. You haven't spent enough time noticing what's actually here in the present moment. You know, and what's actually here? Like, am I actually sitting at the piano? Like, what does that mean? Why? Where does that come from? Why do you even say that? Where do those words come from? What is prompting them? Like, the words are happening in response to something. They're a response to a stimulus. What's the stimulus? Do you even know? Or are you just saying words? You know, I go on, you look at my YouTube channel and you see all these comments. There's thousands of comments. 95% of them, I have no idea what they're talking about. I've deleted so many of them because I want to delete things I don't understand. Because why? I mean, the way I see it is that every single comment should be something that I want to reply to. In an ideal universe, I would have replied to every comment. And I would have had fun replying to every comment. If I can't do that, then the comments shouldn't be there. Because the comments are not for you, they're for me. Okay? I'm the center of my universe. And so the comments are there for my benefit. Now, what's the logic in that? I say that I'm the one who bought the cherry sparkling ice limeade. Okay, that's exhibit A. Exhibit B, I am the one sitting at the piano. And exhibit C, the comments on YouTube exist for my benefit. See, these sentences are from three totally different universes. Do you see that? But see, the English language has tricked us into thinking that there's some thread that ties them together. Because we have this word, this placeholder word, I, which doesn't correspond to any object in the known universe, by the way. It's not like I say, well, the bottle. It's like, okay. If I say the piano, okay. If I say this body, sure, okay. If I say the YouTube channel, okay, this is getting a little dicey because it's like, where is the object? YouTube channel? I don't know. But if you just imagine like in my web browser, maybe there's like, you can see YouTube there. You kind of, there's something, some, maybe you can sort of call it an object. So where, but where's the I that is on the YouTube channel? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, don't just take these things for granted. You have to, like, you were taught this stuff. Like, you realize, like, there were human beings who showed up and taught you these things for their own purposes. That was their job to do this. You know, maybe your parents did this, your teachers did this, your friends did this. But they did it because they got some benefit from it, from teaching you this, from conditioning you and socializing you in this way. So is there a cost to that? Like, there's a benefit, right? Because now you can sort of interact with the other people. But there's a cost. Maybe. I mean, you should consider if there's a cost. Like, you're the one with this programming. So you have the ability. Now you, as a person who has something that, you know, you have the ability to introspect and to look at your own conditioning. I don't know what other animals have the ability to do that. I think it's only human beings that can do that. So why not take advantage of that? Why not say, well, this programming that I have, like, maybe it's to my advantage, maybe it's not. So you have the option. So given that you have the option, is it not your responsibility to do that? You know, because now think about what happens if you don't do that. You're now taking this programming and you're passing it on. So you're operating in this matrix. If you're just going to be asleep and you're just going to be mindless and just be like, oh, I'll just do whatever I was taught without question, without any hint of introspection or reflection, it's just going to be just garbage in, garbage out. And everyone else around you is going to be subject to that. So these comments that I have on YouTube, they are, I don't believe that the people who write these comments, 95% of them, I don't think that they care if I understand what they're saying, because I think they're just mindlessly reacting. I think they're completely asleep. They're just type. They don't know. And if you question it, then they say, well, I was just joking. I was just reacting. I was just giving my opinion. They love that word just. See, the word just, that's the word that you use when you want to say, I was just asleep. Like, how could I be responsible? I was sleeping. That's what just means. I was just typing. I was just saying. Like, what? Just what? You know, when somebody uses that word just, I just want to slap them. Just want to just. Because this is like, when you put language out into the world, there's some responsibility that you have, because people are very receptive to language, you know, kind of like, it has an impact on us somehow. And you may not know how. It's complicated. Language is one of the most complex forms of behavior that we have. What? Language is behavior? Yes. B.F. Skinner wrote a book called Verbal Behavior, where he talked about how language is behavior and how language could be conditioned as behavior. The book was probably ahead of its time. I've never read it. Do I look like an expert on this? This is just misinformation central here. Do you understand that? Like, I'm not here to educate you. I'm just ranting. Because I'm pissed off. Because things have got to change. Things have got to change. It's not just me. It's not just the pandemic. See, the pandemic woke up a lot of people to the reality, especially at the beginning. People had some time to spend by themselves. And they realized, you know what? Things aren't good. Things aren't right. But then what happened very quickly, within just a couple months, they started blaming each other again. And everything fell apart again. And basically went back to the way it was before, except now everybody was even more upset. But basically the same dualities all showed up again. So I was very hopeful at the beginning, because I was like, finally people are going to see it. And they were seeing it. Now they're not seeing it again. So what do we do about that? Now everybody's afraid of AI. AI is going to take everyone's job. Really, you think AI can do what I'm doing right now? You think that's going to happen? No, Michael, we're not talking about you. We're talking about AI is going to take jobs from the artists. It's going to take jobs from the copywriters. It's going to take jobs from the... Who else is afraid? From what? Who's going to lose their job because of AI? Like, I don't even know. See, you realize that this is not the first time this has happened. It's not the first time that new technology has been invented that has the people who have been attached to the old way of doing things have said, how can we possibly function in this new world where the things that we used to do don't make sense anymore? You know, and they invented the car, you know, that kind of meant horses were sort of obsolete, right? When they invented writing, it meant that memorizing was kind of obsolete. When they invented sliced bread, it meant that just eating a loaf of bread with your hands was obsolete. But is anybody, like, do you miss that? Do you miss those days? Like, do you ever think about that, about how much better things used to be when you could just bite into the bread? When you had to just bite into the bread, just take a big chunk of bread? No, because it's like, you don't care. You've acclimated yourself to it. You're at a point now where the bread is just, you slice it and then okay. And the fact is that if you don't want the sliced bread, you don't have to slice the bread. So sliced bread is just a thing, it's an option. And you say, but what about revenge porn? What about, you're gonna have porn of all the people that you know, all the celebrities, all of your the people you want to, you're gonna have all this extortion and blackmail. Like, that's not okay. Like, do you realize that if AI gets to the point where you can just generate porn of anybody that you want doing anything that you might imagine, like, you realize that's gonna be true for everybody. Okay. So we're not, it's not going to be at a point where it's not like, like today, if you were to see that, you might think it's real. See, that's the problem. That's why it's powerful. That's why people are afraid of it. But if it gets to a point where you can just type a few keystrokes and you can see any image or any video that you want that you might ever imagine, no one's going to take it seriously. Like, you realize that it won't be a thing anymore. Because when you see those images, you'll assume they're not real, because they probably won't be. So what? Now that's a strange concept right now. Is it? So what does that mean? What are the implications? Like, what is it going to be like? You know, I don't know. We're going to get used to it. See, what was it like before there was writing, and then after there was writing? Would the people before the writing was invented, would they have any idea what it would be like today? No, they wouldn't be able to imagine it. Just like we can't imagine it today, when revenge porn just at your fingertips is ubiquitous. But it won't be like what it is now. It won't be like where it's a powerful tool, where it's like something, it's like, oh, you got this information, you know, you have these images that you can really use to hurt someone. You won't be able to hurt anybody with it. I don't know what that will be like. You'll be able to generate anything. You can forge anything. You'll just be able to just make it look like I'm sitting here saying anything. You'll be able to take my voice and my image and put any text you want in there. And at that point, what you're seeing right now, if you were to see this, if you were to hear these words, you'll assume that they're not real, because they probably won't be, because somebody will probably have just auto-generated this. Fine. That frees me up to do other things now. If I say me, we come back to this word, me. Who's me? I don't know. See, this is just language that's being, it's all just like patterns that have been programmed and are just being repeated over and over and over again. So I'm seeing some comments here. Adan is saying hi again. Hi to you. Thanks for joining me. This is I call this Piano Time Live, or maybe I called it meditation, piano and meditation. David is saying you just want to slap them. Yes. I just want to slap them. Just. Look up that word in the dictionary. Tell me what it means. It's a very useful word, you know? It's some form of Amtssprache, as Marshall Rosenberg would call it. It's bureaucratic language. It's language that we put these words in there just to kind of absolve ourselves of responsibility. You know, you say, I was just following orders. They even have that word just. It's right in that expression. It's the most famous example of Amtssprache. I was just following orders. Well, if you're following orders, then what? Not your responsibility. So what does the word responsibility mean? You know, it's the ability to respond. If you have the ability to respond, then you have responsibility. So you can't just say I was just following orders. What does the word mean? Just. Come on. Somebody look this up. I want to know what it means, because I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Every time I hear the word just nowadays, I have a reaction to it. People say it like it's, oh, it was just my opinion. I was just talking. It was just a joke. Well, if that's a joke to you, if that's how it is, if that's, you just want to joke about it, everything's just a joke. Fine. It'll just be a joke. If you are not a nerd and not a drama queen, I don't know about that language that I use. You know, I say nerds and drama queens. I don't think most people know what I'm talking about. So I'll reiterate that the nerds, this is Michael Corman lingo. Okay. This is the, You got to look, you got to know these things. These are, this is the terms. This is in our cult. We have certain vocabulary. There's certain language that we use, and you've got to know this stuff. You have to study this. I'm going to make a deck of flashcards so that you can practice and you can really nail these terms down, because then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Because if you don't know what I'm talking about, then what? I'm just speaking into the void. Nerds are those on the internet, on social media, who are saying, you are wrong. You are wrong. This is misinformation. Those are the nerds, the people that they're only here to correct misinformation. I call them nerds. There's two types of nerds. There's the good kind and the bad kind. I'm talking about the bad kind. I'm not talking about the good nerds. I'm not talking about Revenge of the Nerds. Those are the good nerds. But you got the bad nerds out there who are just, quite frankly, ruining it for the rest of us. Then you got the drama queens. The drama queens are those who say, piano is hard. I don't care what you say, Michael. I don't care how much time you've spent spreading wisdom and knowledge and joy and levity and freedom. I don't care how much time you've spent doing any of that. The fact is that piano is hard because it's hard and nothing you can say is going to change that. And not only that, but you're an arrogant narcissist because you want to say that you're better at piano than everyone else. Okay, those people who say that stuff, those are the drama queens, okay? So I don't have any respect for the nerds. I don't have any respect for the drama queens. I have respect for you because you are a discerning person. You are a person who takes responsibility for your actions. And for when you say that things are hard, when you say that things are easy, You are understanding and you are expressing the way that you are showing up in the world. And you are respecting the fact that you have prior conditioning. Neera is saying piano is easy. Yeah. Fine. See, these words are just words. They're just words, you know, easy, hard. It's a state of mind. It has to do with the way that you approach it. So if we can all understand that, if we can all understand that these words are more, it's like saying I am, you know, another word that I hate is when people say I'm struggling or so-and-so is struggling. My kid is really struggling to pay attention in school. Is that true? Like, is that true? Is there an actual struggle going on? Or are you saying that you wish that they were doing something else? Like, are they struggling? Because when I hear the word struggle, I imagine that there's real effort happening, and there's a result that is not happening despite monumentous effort, monumentalist effort, humongous amount of effort is being efforted, and still no result. And then when the lack of result is perceived, even more effort is put in. And still no result. That to me is what struggle is. It's like you're struggling to keep your head above water. You know? Like, would you say that, take a dead person, like who's dead? Like, I don't know, Abraham Lincoln is dead. Would you say that Abraham Lincoln is struggling to stay alive right now? Struggling to get out of the ground? Struggling to, no, you wouldn't say that because there's no effort happening. Abraham Lincoln has resigned himself to being dead. What does that mean? Does it mean he made a conscious decision to resign himself to being dead? I don't know. It's just the decision is there. Like, it's there. It's like, you know, why do we have, we don't have a conversation about that. Like, we don't question why dead people are still dead. Because it's just the law of nature. We just take it for granted. So be careful, like when you use these words, like language can be metaphorical. Like, you know, misinformation, in my opinion, misinformation is a good thing. I'm the only one on the internet who's saying this. So tell your friends, send them here if they want to hear the truth. The truth is that misinformation is the right information. Because not all information has to be literally true. At the same time, language is complicated. So it's okay to tell a lie if you know why you're telling it. See, there's a difference if you're asleep or if you're awake. If you're asleep, you're saying things, they're just habitual reactions. You're just saying it because that's what you were taught. That's what you were conditioned. You don't even know why you're saying it. You're just saying it. I was just giving my opinion. That's what it is. That's what a sleeping person would do when it comes to language, when it comes to misinformation. But an awake person will play with language. An awake person will use metaphors, will use intentional misinformation to accomplish a purpose. We've got a comment. What about people who say they're objectively better at something than someone else? See, if you're going to say you're better at something than someone else, you got to look at the function. It's not, you know, the form. Form is form. Form versus function. This is the most useful concept out of any concept. If you could only take away one thing from anything that I say in any of my 1,500 posts, it should be that you understand the difference between form and function. You understand the difference between when somebody is saying something for one purpose versus another. That language, the same exact words, can serve a different function in a different context. So I'm not going to sit here and condemn any particular words, because to me, words have to be contextual. I'm always looking at the function. I'm always trying to understand why people say what they say. If I want to evaluate, like, is it right to say something? Then I first want to know was, what are they trying to say? What are they trying to do with those words? I would never sit here and say that someone is giving misinformation. If somebody said that the earth is flat, I'm not going to say that's misinformation. Because I don't know what the function is. I first want to know what the function is. I want to know why they said it. Like, what are they trying to do? And then we can talk about whether they're doing it, you know. I mean, do I agree with what they're trying to do? Do I think they're trying to do a good thing? Do I think they're trying to do, like, right now, like, just look at this. Michael Corman, you heard it right here. The earth is flat. So you tell me. Is that misinformation? Do you think that I'm trying to spread misinformation? Or do you agree with what I'm trying to do? Do you think that I'm trying to make the world a better place by saying the sentence I just said? What? Now, I'm not going to tell you that that's the best way to do it. I don't even know what I was trying to do. I know, but I can't really put it into words. I'd have to think about it. I'll save that for you as an exercise. And for me personally, when I say those words, when I do those things, then I don't care about the form. And that might be to my detriment. You know, maybe I should care more about the form, because people can take words out of context. And you're just going to get a soundbite of Michael Corman saying, the earth is flat. Okay, but, you know, 6 months from now, that's going to be AI generated anyway. So you'll be hearing me say a lot of things. Get ready. Get ready. Okay, it's probably a good place to stop. I hope this has totally transformed your life. And if it hasn't, then you'll get your money back. I'll put it on your tab. You can owe me. I'll owe you. How about that? We'll owe each other. We'll owe each other a rain check. Okay. The second best Moonlight Sonata piano. Second best Moonlight Sonata, the second best Moonlight Sonata tutorial ever is on my website. It's going to cost you money. The good stuff has to be behind a paywall. I've got to do it that way. because I can't give everything, because you have to meet me halfway. You have to come up to my level, you know? You can't just stay where you are right now. It's not going to do it. I got to find among you, among all of you, I got to find the chosen few who are ready to ascend. It's going to cost you a few bucks. But if it's really important to you, what's a few bucks in the grand scheme of things? So, with those words, I bid you farewell, and I hope that you always pay attention to context and function and ignore form. This is a part of a series. I'm doing a series of lives. We're going to do a few more of them. These are the big ideas, the most important ideas. Okay. Thanks for joining me. Have a good evening. See you later.